It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Britain's Prime Minister heads to Brussels to ask for that Brexit delay. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Brexit looks set to be a cliffhanger. How Britain leaves, whether calmly and with plenty of time, or in a sudden no deal next week, could only be decided hours before March the 29th. That's what it looks like at the moment. And while the political negotiations continue, British and European businesses are frozen in their decision-making. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more.
Ahead of an all-important European Council summit beginning today, Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday night shifted blame for the increasing uncertainty around Brexit on members of Parliament who twice rejected her EU-negotiated deal.
We will now not leave on time with a deal on the 29th of March. This delay is a matter of great personal regret for me. And of this, I am absolutely sure you, the public, have had enough.
But with just days to go before the UK leaves potentially without an exit deal in place, were her words reassuring to businesses on both sides of the English Channel. Brian Palmer, boss of British manufacturing firm Tharsis Engineering, says there's not much anyone can say to comfort worried businesses. At this point, it's all about taking matters into his own hands.
We have made a lot of preparations. Product that our customers require next month in Europe has already been shipped. We've increased our stock levels. We export multiple territories around the world, so we are used to the need for export paperwork. What we haven't got clarity of, though, is exactly what will be required. We have the team able to do it. We just need to understand what the rules are.
Claudio De More, CEO of Swiss watchmaker Code 41, echoes that sentiment.
The problem with the customs will be a problem for us. Of course, there will be some increase in taxes and complication at the custom. But this we are already prepared because it would become like for us, like an export country. Documentation, custom duties we are used to, and we will apply it also to UK. So, of course, there is troubles. But when there is a crisis like this, there is always good opportunities also to improve your business.
He says the UK is a good market for his three-year-old company because he finds British customers like high-quality watches. Ultimately, he says he wants to expand his business there.
Whatever it takes, we will make the good efforts to be present in the UK, whatever decision there is concerning the Brexit.
Mr. De More says in the next week, his company is focused on building up stock in the UK, while British manufacturing boss Mr. Palmer says there's nothing more on his to-do list other than wait and see. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Well, I'll be following Theresa May across the channel to Brussels later today, where European leaders are considering at the moment just how to respond to her request for a Brexit delay. And we'll be coming to you live from the city tomorrow. So if you've got any burning Brexit questions or comments, tweet me at BBC Anu Anand. Let's do the numbers. Despite the increasing Brexit uncertainty, the UK's FTSE 100 is ticking higher this morning. Meanwhile, the Fed's new dovish stance at the end of its two-day policy meeting yesterday is pressuring the dollar and other global stock markets. But Norway's currency, the krona, is up more than 1% after its central bank raised rates and forecasted one more next year, saying the economy is stronger than expected. Italy is marking a visit from Chinese President Xi Jinping today. It's expected to become the first G7 country to officially endorse China's grand global Belt and Road Initiative, which is pumping hundreds of billions of dollars across 150 countries to create a 21st century global trading route. Francesco Lippi, professor of macroeconomics at Luiss University in Rome, explains why Italy wants to get involved.
It's a great opportunity for business. Growth and prosperity are always close to trading routes. And this Chinese plan is a plan to develop a huge trading route between Asia, Africa, and Europe, and actually being the European gateway to that trading channel would offer plenty of opportunities for businesses and investment.
But some countries have found themselves beholden to China economically, saddled with debt as a result of getting involved. And Italy already has a lot of debt to deal with. Is that not a risk?
Of course, you have to be careful about debt. But debt is an issue when you create a new debt for an investment that it's not going to pay off. So the issue is whether this investment is an investment that would bring enough returns. The countries you're referring to, like Pakistan, that took up a lot of debt, it's possible that they miscalculated. I think Italy is bigger and sounder than those countries. Of course, you know, there are issues to be carefully assessed, but I don't see that per se as an argument for not paying attention to such an opportunity.
What kinds of things will China invest in? Ports is certainly one.
It's not defined yet. For now, I think they're talking about ports and telecommunications.
Now, we've seen that Italy's populist government has clashed with Europe, for example, over the budget. But doesn't this relationship bring one risk that it could drive a wedge, say, between Italy and America? It will anger some of Italy's allies.
Absolutely. Italy has to be careful in its strategy. And in particular, I think, you know, the first issue that is high in the agenda is whether it should move on its own or coordinate with other European countries. And I think the latter would be highly preferable because the European Union bloc is bigger and more powerful and probably able to negotiate better terms. The US is a bit schizophrenic in my view, because at one point they say they want to cut the bridges with Europe and everybody should stand on its own. Then Europe does something and they change their mind. As far as the economics of the strategic negotiations is concerned, I think that Italy going on its own on this project doesn't sound like a very good idea.
Francesco Lippi. Finally, as the opening bell rings at the New York Stock Exchange today, the trading floor is shedding its usual strict no jeans policy. In a first, on the day Levi Strauss is expected to list nearly 37 million shares, the floor is apparently going head-to-toe denim. Not sure how you wear denim on your toes, though. I'd love to see that. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.